Hey, fellow mathers, do you have limited classroom time? Do you want to make the biggest, best impact on your students that you can? Then you need to start here with the Math is Figureoutable Challenge.
It's 3 1-hour sessions of the quickest and most powerful ways to reach the most students with the most math. We're having special guest Jenna Laib. Mark your calendars for May 15th through 17th at 7 p.m. Central and watch this space to find out when registration opens.
If you can't make those times, you'll want to register anyway so you can get access to the session recordings. And now, on to the episode. Hey, fellow mathematicians. Welcome to the podcast where math is figure-outable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this is a Math Strat Chat episode where we chat about our math strategies. Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use and comment on each other's thinking.
Okay, so this week our math problem was 4/16 times 2/5, and we're wondering how you would solve this problem. Pause the podcast, solve it however you want. The problem is 4/16 times 2/5. Solve it, and then come back to hear how we're going to solve it.
Bam. All right, I'm going to go first.
Go for it.
So I'm going to find 4/16 is equivalent to 1/4.
Okay.
So I'm thinking about 1/4 of 2/5. And I'm going to think about 1/4 of anything as a half of that thing times a half of that thing. So a half of 2/5 is 1/5. Half of two anythings is one of those things. So a half of 2/5 is 1/5. Now I have to find a half of 1/5. Now I could go a couple directions. I'm going to choose to go a half of 1/5 is thinking about what a fifth looks like in respect to the whole. And if I cut that fifth in half, I think I would have a piece called a tenth.
Yep.
That's one way to think about it. Can I think of it another way real quick?
Sure.
So I can also think about a half of a fifth as, and this is tricky because let me tell you what I'm writing. I'm writing 0.5 divided by the fraction bar fifths. So it's like, or I could have written the little tiny fraction 1/2 and then the big fraction bar 5 or 5/5. 1/2, it's a half of a fifth. And then I could say a half of a fifth, I could scale that to make a tenth, and then that's also 1/10. It's a couple different ways of thinking about it. Yeah.
Very cool.
Cool. All right, what are you thinking about?
So, you know, I love the fractions and the percents, but what I don't force myself to do quite as much is decimals. So I'm going to go decimals because I recognize these both are nice decimals. So I wrote down 0.25, 25 hundredths times 0.4, 4/10. So then that's nice because it's got a 25 times 4. So I wrote down 100. And then I'm scaling that down 3/10. So 1,000. To get 0.1.
Oh, that's why you said 1,000th. I was like, wait, what are you? Gotcha.
So to go like from 100 to go, and then I scaled it down 3/10. Found a tenth of it.
Yeah. It's funny you said 1/10 and I said divided by 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. You know what I thought maybe you were going to do? Once when you were saying that, I wrote down what you were doing so I could follow your thinking. And when you had 0.25 times 0.4, I wondered if you were going to double in half. So 0.25 would be 0.5. If I double that to a half, 0.5, and then I'd have to half 0.4, which is 0.2. And then I could do that again. So double the half, the 0.5 to 1 times have the 0.2 to 0.1, and 1 times 0.1 is 0.1 or 1/10.
I wouldn't have thought of that,
Kim, if you hadn't said put it in decimals.
Well, and I was going to say, I don't know that I as much think about double half with fractions, although it's certainly doable.
Yeah.
But I think I naturally gravitate towards it more in decimals.
Well, that's interesting
because
like as you say 1/4 of 2/5, I could double the 1/4 to get 1/2 and half the 2/5 to get 1/5. And then right there, I think I'd stop and I'd think about a half of a fifth.
But then if you have a fifth, you can half that to get a tenth and double. Yeah. You think you'd stop? I think once you said it, I was like, oh no, I'd keep going.
Well, you could keep going, but notice where you are. You're at a half of a fifth. Like, so you
could. I just switched my brain to decimals when you were saying it.
Oh, that's interesting.
So weird.
So it's funny to me because once I have a half of a fifth, half times 1/5, you said, but you could keep going. But if you double the half to get one, then you have to half the fifth. You have to do the thing that you have to half.
I mean, if it's a thing to do, like, I just, because we were talking about a half of a fifth is a tenth just a second ago.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really think about it.
Yeah. It makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun. Right. That was a good
fun
one.
Fun fractions. Yay. Are fun. All right. We can't wait to see what you're thinking. Did you think about decimals or fractions or percents? Share your strategy, take a picture, and tell the world on social media. And while you're checking out what you did, check out what other people did and comment on their thinking.
Okay. Well, are you checking out what you did while you're posting
what you did? Well, you're posting what you did. All right.
And
so many words.
Tag me and use the hashtag MasterAtChat. And make sure that you check out the next MasterAtChat problem that we'll post Wednesday around 7 p.m. and then come back here to hear how we're thinking about the problem. Y'all, we love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Thanks for spreading the word that math is figureoutable. Thank you for listening and making math more figureoutable.
Remember, we're going to be opening registration for the Math is Figureoutable Challenge soon. Mark your calendar for May 15th through 17th. You are not going to want to miss these free PD evenings where you'll learn four routines you need in your classroom that are naturally engaging and encourage students to think mathematically.
And remember, if you can't make those times, registering gets you access to the recordings. Keep making math figureoutable.